This is the National Board Meeting of August 16th, 2012, convening at 5:38 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. Summary's Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza, Secretary, and I believe our Secretary has not joined us yet. If Bill, if you would be kind enough, Mr. Vice Chair, to go ahead and call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear him? Can't hear you again. Ivan Elsamay?
Here.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Thank you. Nia Bediako? Can't hear you, Nia. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Thank you. Lydia Brazone?
Here.
Thank you. Bill Crozier's here. Kathy Davis?
Here.
Thank you. Evelyn Gold?
Present.
Thank you. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
Present.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Here.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Privis? Can't hear you, Laura. Summer Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Here.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Present.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Arlene Engelhart?
Present.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Thank you. Andy Gold, I believe he's not available. John Gary, Recording Secretary, are you there? Can't hear you, John. We have quorum.
Ken
Aaron. Anybody come in after I called the names?
Ken Aaron. Ken
okay,
Aaron.
Got you, Ken. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. And do you have a count for the number of people on? Just so I can check up on
16 PMB members.
Okay, fantastic.
Plus Arlene and Lauren.
This is a continuation meeting from last week. So we don't have to reapprove the agenda, and anything we've already done is out of the way, and we move forward from there. So that being the case. Oh, and in terms of excused absences, just a note for the record, Heather say that she would be unavailable for the open session of our meeting this evening, and so obviously requested excused absence from the open session, and she'll be joining us for a portion of the close, I believe. Does someone wish to be the timekeeper? Any volunteers? I know it's a hot job, everybody wants to do it, but do you want to do it tonight?
Oh, I guess I can do it if you want, Ms. Bill.
Okay, Bill, thanks. All right, cool. Our secretary's not with us, and we don't have any dates listed for, minutes approval. And actually, we wouldn't really go backwards because it was a continuation meeting, even though those things aren't crossed off. I think we would just move forward where we were at on the agenda, which would bring us to the committee and task force reports, which is coordinating committee, personnel committee, finance committee. So without further ado, if there is no agenda to be approved, I suggest we just get going through with the
I don't.
Summer?
Yes, right.
It doesn't mean I won't take, if somebody has another idea. But who is that?
Summer, it's Arlene.
Thank you, Arlene. Go ahead, please.
I believe there was a continuation. It's not a lot, but of the executive director's report that came ahead of the committee.
Sure. I have no problem with that if there's no objection from anyone else. Is there any problem with that?
How much time to allocate?
How much time do you need?
Summer? Provided there's not discussion, it's on some election issues, it shouldn't take very long.
Like 10 minutes?
10 minutes should do it unless there's a lot of discussion.
Okay, it's kind of up to the body, but it's a continuation meeting. Yeah, let me hear from other people who want to speak. I don't have a problem with that, but do I hear Lydia?
Yeah. Yes, at the PMB meeting on Sunday, we proposed that on August 16th, which is why I went to a lot of trouble to figure out which date was closest to
the notice date, that we would announce our bylaws amendments. Not a vote. We don't even have to read it, but we do need to announce it. So I propose that we put it as the last item on the agenda, but that we do not adjourn into executive session without announcing our proposed bylaws amendments. So we just have to list them, those who are making amendments.
Well, I might suggest, if you're amenable, Lydia, that we do it right at the front end, right after Arlene's report, because, you know, you can never tell once we get into those committee reports, you know, sometimes we're going to be done in this amount of time, and then, you know how it is, the slide faster, and since there was a hard date on announcing the notices, I mean, what do you think of doing it right after Arlene?
Okay, that's fine. I might be home by then. There's a wreck right in front of me, but
Well, I don't care. I just want to make sure that
I'm not going to actually read it. I just want to say what the subject matter is.
Okay. I heard one other person on stack, and then I'll make a pass just from that.
Okay.
Thank you. Was there somebody else that wanted to speak? I heard another female voice, I thought. Maybe not. Okay, folks, so we can only, you know, even with a continuation meeting, one can only get so many things done in any of these meetings. We could try to get through everything in the NSC and then do those notices right afterwards, but does anyone else think that's realistic? Open to discussion, but I want to move forward.
This is George Summer. I think you're right. It'll take, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. There's no discussion. We're just going to say what they are, and I think it should be done up front and get it out of the way.
Thank you. That was my feeling.
Fine. I don't object. I just got around the wreck, so I'm good.
Okay, cool.
I'll be home shortly.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Lydia. Okay, so if there's no objection, then we'll let Arlene give a short report, but let's not get bogged down in too much Q&A. She has to update us on some stuff. And then we'll do the bylaws announcements, and then we'll just rock it into the committee reports, which will be coordinating committee, personnel committee, finance committee. Does that sound good, everybody? And then we'll be out at 7 and over to executive session. So, okay. Good. If there's no objection, then that's what we're going to do here. All right. Arlene?
Okay. Be careful on those Los Angeles freeways, Lydia.
Wait a minute. Summer?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lydia.
I'm sorry. I missed something because I'm driving. We're including the personnel committee, right?
It's the second. It's right after coordinating committee, and the thing from coordinating committee is short. So.
Thanks. I just didn't hear. Bye.
Okay. And one other thing in terms of timing for the bylaws amendment notices. Does everyone agree that 10 minutes would be sufficient for that, or do you feel longer period of time needed?
How many minutes?
10 minutes. It's just notices, right? So long enough to read them.
George said 3 or 4.
Okay, do you want to make 15, folks?
Yeah, that's 15. Fine.
15. Yeah. Okay, so 10 for Arlene, 15 for the bylaws reports, and then we'll go into the committee reports, and the personnel is right up after coordinating and before finance, all right? Okay, good. Thank you. Now, Arlene, you may take the floor, please.
Okay. I just wanted to give you an update on the election, and we really should have action by this body on 2 items, which I'll bring to your attention in just a moment. Right now, Terry Barishas, our national election supervisor, is really moving right on schedule. He's having regular meetings with the local election supervisors, with the GMs, and with the PDs. We're including him in our weekly meetings as he has issues that he wishes to discuss. we've all agreed, and this is the GMs, the PDs, and the election supervisors, that we'll be monitoring on-air coverage, both for fairness and for adequate coverage. We will also offer the option of online voting in the ballots. There are 2 election issues that really need resolution. One is that the candidate deadline is August 30th. The question is, do we extend the deadline if a station does not have enough candidates to fill the open seats on the LSB? And the additional question is, do we want to, and I'm putting this in quotes, require a number beyond the minimum to fill the seats, perhaps a minimum of 2 or 5 or something additional candidates, or 50% additional. A couple of things have come to my attention. Number 1, this is not dealt with in the bylaws. Number 2, if we just barely have the number of candidates or have less than the number of candidates needed to fill the seats, this may be a reason for people not to vote and may help prevent us from, that's a terrible language, but may contribute to us not reaching quorum. And so I'm asking someone to propose what you would like to do on this issue. I'm going to go ahead and bring up the other issue, and then we can go into discussion of both of them. The second issue is the location of the count. If we hold the count at the Election Services offices on Long Island, there's no additional charge. That's by far our cheapest option, and it also offers the best security. The ballots don't have to be transported anywhere else. But and we can have as many observers, as show up, and Election Services has said that they can assist with transportation from the train station to their offices. If we decide to hold the count on Manhattan, there will be an additional charge to Election Services of $1,500, and in addition, we'll have to spend the money to rent a large room in which to hold the count. So my guess is at least $2,000 extra if we hold the count on Manhattan. Those are the two issues that are not dealt with in the bylaws and need some action.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Revelin to the stack.
Campbell back to the
stack. I'm sorry, everyone, please hold your questions until Arlene's done. Arlene, were you finished?
I was finished.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Okay, Alex, and you after Alex? Bill?
And Lydia, did you get Lydia? Lydia was first.
Did
you
get
Redlin?
I didn't hear you.
Did you get Redlin?
Okay, so Lydia, Alex, Bill, Revelin,
and Ken.
It was Lydia, Revelin, Alex, and Bill.
Okay,
and
I'm going to cut out for all of you because I didn't hear the end of Arlene's sentence, and the next voice I heard was Alex.
Did you get Campbell on the stack?
Lydia, Revelin, Alex, Bill, Campbell, and then who?
Thank you.
Carolyn.
Okay, I heard you, Campbell. I just couldn't quite get to you in the fray there. Okay, so Lydia, Revelin, Alex, Bill, Campbell, Carolyn. Go ahead, Lydia. And folks, if you don't need, sometimes the back and forth, sometimes Arlene can just directly answer your question quickly, but we'll play it by ear. Go ahead.
This is Andrea checking in.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay, we'll note you as present. All right, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, again, I don't have the bylaws before me. I'm still driving, but we have had the situation before at PFW on more than one occasion. And the bylaws do have a provision for the carryover of directors. And I realize, I don't remember if it specified the number of candidates. It certainly specified the lack of quorum and having to carry over directors. So I think that situation has happened before. And
yes, we know that, Lydia. I'm saying it doesn't address the issue of extending the nominating period, like for 2 weeks.
Yes, okay. So I would object to extending the nominating period. We've had plenty of time to do this. And I'm also unclear as to whether that extension would just be at the stations where they're short of the candidates or the entire network, which would really be ridiculous. So I strongly urge that we not change the dates and that we move forward. It's up to everybody to go and recruit people on air, and I think we're...
Ken to the stack.
I got you, Ken. All right, thank you, Lydia. Next, Revelin, go ahead. We can't hear you, but you're up. Revelin? Okay, I don't know if anyone else can hear Revelin. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Okay, Arlene, to your first question, as we have to elect a whole new board, that's 24 people, I think that we should provide some time for extension, because as I said when we first started this process, that if we don't get quorum, it is a waste of money. And, you know, because I have run in two elections, and none of them have gotten quorum. There has nothing that I have seen so create such an excitement that people are going to rush to want to be on the. Yes, we've asked people individually, but don't think that the campaign has launched in such a way that this is the hottest ticket in
town.
Arlene, before you respond, Mr. Recording Secretary, I think your phone is not on mute. I think they're typing. If you could please mute your phone unless someone else is typing, in which case, if you're typing, please mute. And if you're not talking, please mute. And in general, please mute. Thank you. Compound one. Go ahead, Arlene. Arlene, you don't need to respond. You know, if you want to respond collectively at the end, that's fine, too, okay, for the interest of time, I think, because at this point, people are weighing in.
Quick answer or something that I think needs
one, yeah,
get response, I'll wait till the end.
Okay, if you have a quick answer, go ahead.
I don't on that one.
Okay.
I know that I'm aware of the issue.
Feel free to jump in.
Can I answer the second question to Arlene, that Arlene raised about the count? And I suggested, and I will say again, that we are in a different age, and there's no reason that if it's held at the headquarters, we cannot tape it in some way. And those in California far away that want to watch the count, to be able to watch it, it's far less expensive to videotape it and put it up online than it is to travel with the document. So that's my suggestion, to videotape it as it's being done.
Okay, so next on stack would be Alex, followed by Bill, followed by Campbell, Carolyn, and Ken. Alex, go ahead, please.
I think it would make sense to extend the deadline if we're not getting enough candidates, and it does sound to me like the number of open seats plus 50% is a reasonable number of candidates to expect. Otherwise, there's really no contest. And in fact, if you don't get that many candidates, I don't even think we should go forward with the election, because then we're just wasting money. We're almost definitely not going to get a quorum. And it's just going to be a waste of money, so we might as well just do what we would do if we didn't get a quorum. So I would like to put that in the form of a motion that at the time of the deadline, if we do not have the candidates who make up the number of open seats plus 50%, that the deadline be extended for one more month, and if at the end of that month, we still don't have that number of candidates in any station, then the election simply be canceled.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Is that Davis?
It is.
Thank you. Okay, Davis for the second. All right. I guess I could take a new stack for discussion, or we could try to be part of the creation.
This is.
Dear God, I can't hear you.
This is Lydia to the stack, and also my question about whether what Arlene raised, not what Alex raised, but what Arlene raised, if that was specific to just individual stations or the whole network.
Don't start talking.
Point of order, could we stay on a queue, please?
Okay, folks.
It's a new motion.
No, just a minute. And Lydia, please don't start speaking because you go on the stack, all right?
All I said was to be on the stack. And point of information.
Point of order.
Point of order. Go ahead, Bill.
We're at time. It's been 10 minutes.
It's 10 by 10.
Okay, that's Marcel. Okay, extend
Marcel.
Second by Johnson. Thank you. Is there an objection to extending 10 minutes on this item?
Without objection.
Thank you. Without objection. Okay, hearing none, we proceed. I had a point of information. Who is that from, please? Okay. Out of courtesy, I'd like to complete the present stack, and the people on that stack may speak to the motion on the floor, or they may speak to the question in front of Arlene regarding the election. I know parliamentarily you kill that back because the fact it's the motion, but since we're all on the same subject, I don't see for efficiency purposes why that wouldn't work. So is there any objection if we continue forward with the present stack and you can speak to the motion?
Without objection.
Thank you. And then, Lydia, I'll you first up after
that.
My other was a point of information because I do need that clarification from Arlene.
Okay, so go ahead and rephrase your point of information, please, Lydia. Maybe it'll help
yes.
other members.
Yes, was Terry's question regarding only extending the date for those stations that did not have sufficient candidates, or
yes.
was it if one station fails, the entire network is tied to that extension?
Okay,
well, I was leaning towards station by station, but it really needs to be part of whatever motion actually is passed.
That was the intention of my motion.
Yes, if I have to make the decision, I will make it station by station.
Thank you, and that is what was my understanding, Alan. Thank you. Your motion. Yeah, that was station by station.
Thank you.
It's only because those stations are having difficulty acquiring the number of necessary candidates. Okay, so we will continue with the stack. Alex, did you have anything you want to motivate your motion any further before I move to the next person on stack?
Yeah, sure. I just think it makes sense because if we don't have enough candidates, we're very, very likely not to reach quorum. And if we don't reach quorum, we're just wasting money by sending out ballots and so on. So if we know already we're not going to reach quorum, we might as well just not have that election. And then whatever the consequences of that happen according to the bylaws.
Thank you, Alex. Next on stack is Bill, followed by Campbell, Carolyn, Ken, and then back over to Lydia to speak to the motion. Bill?
Actually, I wanted to make a motion on the other situation. Can you come back to me before the time's up?
Teresa on the stack, I did ask to be put on the stack a while back.
Thank you, Teresa. I'm sorry I did not hear you. It might have been when I missed. There was a portion there I couldn't hear who was asking. I will put you on stack. Okay, so Bill, you want me to come back to you? All right, I'll come back to you. All right.
This is George. I'd like to be on the stack. Can you hear me?
I heard you, Ken. You're on stack. It's Campbell, Carolyn, Ken, Lydia, Teresa. My apologies, Teresa. I did not hear you before. And
I wanted to come back.
So I'm sorry. Is that Campbell?
No, that wasn't me. I think that's George saying something.
George, is that you? Do you want to be on the stack?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Sometimes I usually can almost always identify your voices unless I'm having trouble hearing you. So go ahead, Campbell.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I certainly appreciate the idea of extending the drives. I think that would be very important, extending the election series, period. Certainly in WPFW situation, I'd hate for us to have to take, if we don't have enough candidates to be thrown in a situation we've been in for several, too often, I would say. We just had a drive, a mini drive from August 2nd to the 6th, and I think that may have, undermined a number of people who would be candidates. So I think the proposition of extending if we don't have enough candidates is certainly something that would be very valuable for us. In regard to what I heard Revelin mention about having cameras at the count, I think that's a camera at the count. I think that's a good idea. I was at a couple of counts for our city, and it may be a good idea to have a couple of cameras because sometimes the camera can be positioned so that there can be areas where people are walking with ballots that, where they disappear. So that's something I would hope would be kept in mind. The second thing, Arlene mentioned that there were two areas. I thought that there were three areas that she had mentioned. She mentioned extending the deadline and then identifying a greater number of candidates to ensure a quorum. And then thirdly, the question about the count. And so I think that there are three particular points that she had put up for question, and that's just what I wanted to, I guess, raise a point of information in regard to. And I'm certainly in favor of having a greater number of candidates than the bare minimum of the vacancies that we have, so that we can have a competitive election, and so that the candidates might be more inspired to help us raise quorum or achieve quorum.
Point of order, can we have a time limit, please?
Yeah, let's try to have 90 seconds for each speaker. Campbell, can you finish your point?
I'm done.
Okay,
I have a quick one to make.
Summer? Go ahead, Arlene, yes, please.
Yeah, there are three issues. I was lumping the first two together because they both affected the candidates, but you're right. Candidate deadline and number of candidates are two separate issues in a way.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if we could have 28 candidates.
Thank you. All right. Next up on stack is Carolyn.
Hi, thank you. I think addressing the first issue, it would be a good idea to videotape it unless there are security concerns from ESC. But actually, that location is not so far from Manhattan, so anybody coming into New York could make it there easily enough. But if a camera would be good if the company would allow it. Second point is extending it. I'd like to move to amend that motion back to the 2 weeks, which is bad enough. This, you know, WPFW has known that it was going to have to come up with an awful lot of candidates for an awfully long time. And with all due respect, the entire foundation would be inconvenienced. We would have to move the seating dates for directors, and it would be a mess. So 2 weeks is bad enough. So I'm moving to amend the extension, if Alex doesn't mind, to 2 weeks instead of four. And if I could have a second for that, I would really appreciate it.
This is Teresa. I'll second.
Thank you, Teresa. And the other thing is we don't really need a greater number of candidates with STV voting, even if we have the exact number. It would really be important to run the election with STV voting because that would determine the order in which they were elected. And should anyone drop out, that would determine we wouldn't have replacements, but at least we would know where the person was who dropped out. So I'm not so worried about having more than the number of vacancies as I am about the time extension. So I'm not going to make a motion on that, but I don't think we need 28 or any more than 24, which is bad enough. Thank you. Okay, that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Carolyn. Ken's next on stack. Ken, you're next.
Hi, I'm sorry, a mute button problem. Yes, I would ask to postpone this or table it till the next meeting so we don't waste a conference call to paste together a motion. I'm pretty sure requiring 50% candidates over the open seats is a violation of the bylaws and unnecessary. But I don't think it's a conflict to say if we don't, if let's say you have 9 seats and you only have 6 candidates, I think it's very appropriate to extend it for 2 weeks. But if you wind up after the extension with only 8 candidates and 9 seats, there's no point in having an election. Nobody's going to lose. There's no point. We can save the money on that election and not worry about quorum. That might be challenged and say you can't, there's not a valid election unless you have quorum, even if you only have 6 candidates for 9 seats. So for that reason, I'd like to postpone this or table it so we can handle these legal issues and not just come up with off-the-cuff solutions that we're thinking about in this meeting. And my last comment is I completely agree with Reveland. We can have 2 or 3 cameras putting it up on Ustream and recording it, and then everybody around the world can watch it as it's happening. And it should cost us nothing or very near to it.
What is your motion?
That's all. My motion is to table whatever it is. I'm sure, that this motion be considered at our next PNB meeting, conference call.
Okay. Postponement and tabling aren't the same thing. Which one do you want, a postponement?
I want to postpone. Tabling means takes it off until it's brought back forward. Postponing moves it till the next meeting.
Postpone to the next meeting. Thank you. Is there a second on that? Okay.
This bill, I'll second it, and we're also out of time.
And I would oppose it.
Okay, so Crozier for second. We're out of time. Folks, try to get something done here. Do we need to extend time, or can we just vote on whether we want to postpone this or not?
Well, let's vote on postponing. If it fails, then you can try to extend time.
Okay, is Madam Secretary with us or not? I think not. Okay, so the motion on the floor is a motion by Aaron to postpone to the next teleconference the discussion of the motion and amendment on whether or not to extend the nominating period for delegates for candidates for the local station board. So if you support postponing for the discussion of this matter until the next meeting, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Thank you. Bill, I can hear people talking. So, mute your phones, please. If you're not listening to what's going on in the meeting, that's fine. That's your choice. I can't listen, but if you're talking to somebody else, you mute it so we're not hearing it. Thank you. All right. As I was saying, Bill, could you please call the roll? And a yes vote will postpone the motions until the next teleconference. A no vote will bring them to a vote this evening.
Somebody had a point of information.
All right, we have information.
I can't hear. Am I breaking up, or is there some problem with my voice?
I cannot hear you.
The point of order, we're out of time. I don't think we can take points of information.
The question is, we don't have another meeting scheduled before the end of August, do we?
No.
Well, I understand that, but thank you for raising that so people are aware of that, because I can't stop for to bring a motion postponed just because it's past the date. However, folks, our technical staff will be working at the conventions, and as of August 21st, we'll be unavailable to stream our record and stream our meetings until after September 10th. So it is unlikely that we'll have another PNC meeting between now and then. I may be able to arrange to have someone else stream if it's utterly necessary, but it's currently not on the agenda. That's why we moved next week's meeting, which is still on calendar, this week, because of technical difficulties. So that being said, yes, a meeting could be called, but we might not have the people we need to do what we need. So. With that being said, I can't take the motion to postpone away anyway. It's there, it lives, and we're out of time. So if you support postponing this, the next meeting, which is likely to be after the date by which something would need to be extended, then vote yes. And if you do not want to make a decision on this tonight, then vote no. Bill, could you please call the roll?
Okay,
Madam Chair.
The vote is called. We can't keep interrupting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bill, is that information? The vote has been done. I don't like to stop it, but is there a point of clarity which is required? Okay,
this is the vote on the motion to postpone.
This is the vote on the motion to postpone. That is what is on the floor. So if you wish to postpone discussion of whether to extend nominating periods until the next teleconference, vote yes, and if you do not, then vote no. So go ahead, Bill. Please don't interrupt. So, Ken Aaron.
Okay. Ken Aaron already voted yes. Ivan Alphamay?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediako?
Teresa says yes.
Okay, Teresa, yes. Nia? Can't hear you, Nia. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Okay. Reveling Gold?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Okay, thank you. Ali Alexa?
Pass.
Okay, Afia and Gaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Privitz?
No.
Okay. Some reason not voting. Marcel Reed?
No to postpone.
Okay. George Ryder?
No.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to postpone.
Okay. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Let's see, the pass is Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Okay. Ali Alexa?
Abstain.
Okay. Alex Steinberg.
I'll abstain.
Okay, so we have the yeses were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Fish patients. Motion passes.
Thank you. 9 yes, 6 no, correct? And 1 abstention? Okay. Motion
sorry,
passes.
I muted myself. Yes, 9 yes, 6 no.
How
two,
many
two
abstentions?
Okay. 2.
Thank you. Okay, so motion carries. Matter is postponed. We're out of time on this agenda item, and we're out of time on it entirely. So,
Can I make a statement on this?
Yes, Arlene, I'm happy to spend time long enough for you to respond to what people had to say, okay, but we're done otherwise. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very brief. Being that the deadline is currently August 30th and there's not another meeting before then, the election supervisor and I will have to go ahead and make a decision on this.
Thank you. Okay. I think that's within your purview of authority.
This is Reveling. Can I say something? I object.
Yeah, I call the orders of the day. Please, let's move on.
Actually, to make an extension of time, you're supposed to do it before the time runs out. So, anyhow, we're done on this topic except for whatever. Arlene, do you need to say anything else before we move to the next item?
No, take care of it.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so next would be the bylaws amendment. We agreed to 15 minutes. If those people who have the language in front of them, I'd like to do this in an orderly fashion, so you can get your notices, as we agreed to do at the in-person board meeting. Libby, are you in a position to read your amendments yet? Have you gotten home, or should I go to someone like George or Bill?
Go to George and Bill. I'm just logging on.
Okay, very good. George or Bill, do either amendments ready to be read?
Yes, I can bring it up. I didn't actually want to read the whole thing. I just wanted to sort of say what it was. You really want me to read it? I will, but I think I can get a sense of it, and I don't think there's any necessity since it will be, I've sent it to the whole PNB, and we can discuss it. You'll have it in front of you.
I will
read it if you wish, says Summer. So just tell me what you want me to do.
It's really more for the benefit of the public. I mean, quite frankly, if it was just us, we'd pay thousands of dollars a year by not streaming this stuff in the first place because it costs us real money to have the public listen to our messy goings on the board. So I think it's important as bylaws amendment. I think it's good to read it into the record so we just have it out there since you're giving notice. That way people can hear it. And if they're motivated, go to the website to read them. Thank you, George. If you're able to read it, if your connection is bad, then maybe Bill can read it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last thing you said, Summer.
I can hear you okay now. Go ahead, George.
So this is an amendment to change the way we amend the bylaws. It's Article 17, Section 1B. I'll read the whole thing, and I'll point out what the changes are as I read it. Unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of one ballot per 12-month period related to the amendment of the Foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until that date, which is, now here there's a change, In the amendment, it says, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates. In the original, it's 60 days. As determined by the board, which is called the notice date. On the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the foundation's website, and the foundation's radio station shall broadcast an announcement. Now, in the original, it's two times a day. Here, it's more specific, and it's more often. Three times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., and once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for a period of 45 days, the notice period, regarding the existence of the proposed amendments on the foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote by the board and delegates regarding said amendments. Result of said voting by the board and the delegates on the proposed amendments shall be reported within 15 days of the board and delegates' meetings to vote on these amendments. Two, in order for new bylaws to be adopted or these bylaws amended or repealed and subject to Section 1B3 below, I accept as provided by Section 1B3 below, proposed amendments must be approved by a majority of all directors on the board and by majority vote of all the delegates of at least three of the foundation radio stations. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within 60 days period beginning with the voting date of the PNB. This is different. In the original, it's within the same calendar month, not even 30 days, but the same calendar month. Or, in the case of amendments proposed by member petition pursuant to Section 1A3 above, said proposed amendments must first be presented to the board and the delegates for approval as set forth in Section B. If any proposed amendment is, the rest of that section is the same. At the very end of it, it says, and this is an addition, voting will be completed before December 31st of the year in which the amendments were proposed. So,
thank you. Amendment, is that one amendment, George?
That's one amendment, yes.
And who were the proposed amendment of the directors who signed on to it? Can you read that so I could also?
Yes. So far there are five directors signed on. I would ask anyone who supports it, please give me a call. And they are myself, Marcel Reed, Kathy Davis, Bill Crozier, and Lydia Brisson.
Thank you, George. And since this is just for notice, and you can go ahead and read the next bylaws amendment, and then at the end we'll remind people the deadline for September. Anyway, but you can just go ahead and read the next one. I think we'll just go ahead and get the response, okay? There's no objection. Thank you.
This is Bill. Can you read mine?
Or is someone else doing that? I'm hearing nothing. George,
do you want me to read something? I'm sorry.
I'm asking what the next amendment is and who wants to read it. I just like, you know, this is a
no. No, I don't have any other.
You don't have any other?
No, I have three. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I emailed them out to everybody back in July. I'll just read the title. Amendment 1 is to reduce the size of our LSBs and delegate assemblies to 16. In parenthesis, that's from 24, a reduction of one-third. Second proposed amendment of mine is to reduce the size of our PNB to 17 from its current 22. And proposed amendment 3 is to reduce the size of the national committees and convert them to task forces. So I can send that back out again to everybody. And I don't have in front of me people who want to count on each one, so I'll invite everybody to please confirm.
Okay, that's very helpful. All right, Lydia?
Yes, okay. So I'm going to be proposing a bylaws amendment that will
Can you hear me? Wait a second.
I can't hear you. I'm having a terrible time hearing you.
And that's why I'm asking you to stop speaking. Bill, could you please mute your phone? I think it's your phone. It was extremely scratchy with you.
I'll put it again.
If you could, you know, if everyone could just mute your phone so that we can hear what Lydia has to say. And also, Lydia, since you're the proponent of the original motion with the timeline when you're done with the amendment, if you could go ahead and just refresh everyone's memory as to the timeline and the deadline, so I appreciate that. So, everyone else, please mute your phones. It's very difficult to hear on this call. And
Okay, so one of the bylaws amendments I'm proposing is a
an amendment concerning the in-person meetings of the Pacific National Board, that we have the flexibility of between 2 and 4 meetings rather than the previously requisite 4. We have the option of adjusting according to our immediate needs. And also that the specificity about the March, June, and September of each year is also removed from the language. This was proposed last year as well, and it failed to vote. The other amendment is that currently the LSPs are required to hold two town hall meetings during the year, and I'm proposing reducing that by 1, having it be 1 town hall meeting during the year, and instead having a fundraising event of some sort, nonspecific, organized and conducted by the LSB. Now, the proposed bylaws amendments, all of them, will be posted on the website, and there will be on-air announcements starting on September.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I cannot hear a thing. There's so much static online. Would everyone please mute? It's just, I can't hear a thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so it will be started the notice date. All properly proposed bylaws shall be proposed by today, and all shall be held, I'm reading our amendment bylaws that we passed in Berkeley, and shall be held until September 2nd, 2012, which is 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board, which is the notice date. Then on that same notice date, which is September 2nd, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and the Foundation's radio station shall broadcast an announcement twice a day for a period of 60 days, September 2nd through October 31st. The Pacifica National Board of Directors shall vote by a majority of all directors on the board and on the notice bylaws amendments on November 1st, 2012, and the delegates of the Foundation's radio station shall vote in the same month, November of 2012. That is the timeline, and my only question to Arlene is, by when do you need the final text and list of directors to give you time to have this posted and so forth? That's a question for Arlene. Hello? Hello, am I still on the call?
I hear you.
Yeah,
oh, yes, you can be heard.
Okay, thank you.
Apparently we don't have Arlene. Let's continue.
Okay.
We may not have Summer.
Okay, if we can reserve that question for later when we hear that she's back on, that would be useful. Thank you.
Summer?
Point of order. Bill, if Summer's not available, could you take over and chair until she comes back?
Can you not hear me at all?
Okay, sorry, I was muted. I thought I was unmuted.
Can you hear
me there,
or
Summer?
Not?
Now yeah, I can. Go ahead, Summer.
Now we can hear you. Bill, it wasn't
wow.
You. She was muted.
Okay, sorry. I actually did the #1 on top of the regular mute on my phone just in case it was somehow electronically helpful. Sorry. Okay, Lydia, the date between today and the 2nd, why we're posting on the 2nd and the deadline was for today, and was there... I know it's been a couple of weeks, but the reason behind that in terms of why it's 2 weeks instead of the posting date, just so there's notice.
Because it has to be a full 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board.
Okay.
How did this wind up? Because of September only has 30 days, and so therefore we had to add a date and make it
September in order to compensate for the two 30-day months, which is September and November.
No, I meant why we were doing it 2 weeks in advance of the September 2nd deadline. I just don't remember anymore.
Pardon?
Why we were doing today as our deadline 2 weeks in advance of the September 2nd posting deadline. Do you recall? I just don't recall.
Yes, because this is the only meeting scheduled where we could announce it at a meeting. There's no other mechanism to propose.
Thank you. Okay, I just couldn't remember why it was today. It's because we're not having that meeting next week. Okay, very good. It's back on when we can have meetings this month. Okay, thank you.
So all I need from Marlene is what date does she need the text from last year she gave us a drop-dead date so that we get all...
It was a couple of days in advance, I believe, so the technical staff could deal with it. When Arlene comes back on, we'll get that from her. Arlene, are you on now?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so can you answer Lydia's question in terms of the deadline, like, you know, that you would need the text by in terms of working with the staff? Last time it was a little bit in advance, but not much.
This one, well, it's the biggest problem, and I'm assuming that Otis will have some way to handle it. He could normally handle it on about 24 to 48 hours, but remember, he's going to be at the conventions on September 2nd. He'll be in Charlotte.
Right, so that's why I wanted to know what is the most acceptable date for us to get it to you and his staff.
Well, he's leaving Tuesday. He'll be on the road this coming Tuesday. So if we have anything, we can get him beforehand. The other situation is that he will have a couple of days, although part of it will be on the road, and he may have limited access, but between the two conventions. So I'm sure he'll do everything he can
by Sunday night, by Sunday midnight?
If we could get them by Sunday midnight or, you know, by Monday morning at, if we could get them by Monday at noon, we'd be, I think, in real good shape.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, folks. So we're done with that, with the notice of the bylaws amendments. Let's see if we can get smaller, more efficient boards. Wouldn't that be nice? And we'll go on with the rest of the agenda, which would take us to the coordinating committee motion. Yes, Bill, you're the chair of that committee. Would you like to go ahead and take the floor?
Okay, well, the coordinating committee passed this motion. I'll just go and read. It's in the agenda. The coordinating committee asks the PNB to schedule weekly meetings from September 15th through October 15th to consider and approve unit and consolidated budgets for FY 2013. And I'll just motivate it slightly by saying we do have sort of an imperative to try to get the budgets approved, ideally by the end of September, which is our fiscal year, or at least early October. We get dinged on our audits each year when we don't get them in on time, and plus it provides authorization for expenditures for the coming year. And so that's what we're trying to do is get them approved on time. But it's hard to predict how much time the PNB needs to discuss all the budgets. We typically take a long time, more than a lot of us would like, on some of the individual station budgets.
Thank you, Bill. Is there any objection to that by anyone? I mean, you know, we're not having another in-person meeting, and we need to pass budget. So if there's no objection, then maybe we can just move on to the next item on the agenda. Okay. Awesome.
Actually, I'm going to object. I'm going to have a substitute.
What?
Well, excuse me. No, I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm never mind. But, no, it's okay. Right. I was thinking about something else. Sorry.
All right. I mean, seriously, folks, we may get exhausted and decide we need to cancel one of those meetings. Who knows? But you know, we do need to pass the budgets and.
Point of information.
Yes.
Summer, when did we decide we weren't going to have another in-person meeting?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's how the coordinating committee voted. It could still come to the whole board, which isn't unreasonable. That's where this motion comes from. This motion comes from a position of not having another in-person meeting, therefore necessitating weekly telephone meetings in order to get the work done. A truly grueling prospect. I know you're all looking forward to as much as I am. So, if you wish to make a substitute motion, it is the prerogative of the entire board, not just the coordinating committee, to decide whether or not we're going to deviate from the bylaws, which mandate a certain number of meetings per year every time we have fewer meetings, whether or not there are financially exigent circumstances, we are deviating from the provisions of the bylaws. So do you wish to make a motion, George?
Carolyn on the spec here?
Yes, I do, I think.
I just have George's knowledge, so before I move on.
I think, in fact, we don't have enough time to schedule an and create an in-person meeting by October 1st. So I'm not going to suggest that. I would like to move that we have a third in-person meeting this year, sometime in late October, early November. It'll be a two-part motion. That's the first part. The second part is, in order to reduce the costs, that we switch the location of that between Houston and New York. So we have it in Houston instead, when that's kind of busy season in New York and it's pleasant weather in Houston, and then we do the January meeting, I guess it would be, in New York. So that's the substitute. I don't really want to make that a substitute, because I'd rather just deal with this other motion, because as I say, we can't get this done in time anyway. It's too late, really, to get within 1 month. It seems too much to put together an in-person meeting. So to handle this business, but there's lots of other business we need to do. So okay. I guess what I'm going to suggest is I'd just like to move that after this motion is done, as part of responding to the coordinating committee report.
Okay. All right. Does he have a second? If I come back to this, I'm asking.
I'll second.
Who is that? For the record, who's the second, please?
This is Tracy. I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So, is there objection to the weekly telephone meeting? Let's just handle that.
Point of information, Carolyn, please.
Carolyn, go ahead, please.
Yeah, has there been a motion passed that we will have no meeting in September or October?
No.
George is anticipating a motion, so I think that his motion may be out of order.
Okay, the coordinating committee. A motion came forward in the coordinating committee to have an in-person meeting this fall, and it did not pass out of coordinating. So,
right, there's no motion.
There is no motion on the floor regarding an in-person meeting whatsoever, whether to have it, not to have it, to cancel it, to have it at a different time, at a different location. No, there's nothing that has come before the whole PNB. It just didn't make it out of coordinating.
Then this motion is improper, as I see it.
Point of order, what? We're voting. We're not voting on in-person meetings. We're interrupting a vote about handling budgets.
Thank you, Ken.
Talking about meetings.
Alan, we'll come back to it, okay? And then you can tell me why it's improper, okay? All right. So, folks, is there any objection to the weekly meetings? Because we have budgetary deadlines. It's called the fiscal year end. We're supposed to pass budgets by then. So is there any objection to meeting weekly on the telephone specifically for the purpose? It doesn't mean we won't do anything else but to entertain and hopefully pass the budgets from the various units between September 15th and October 15th. Is there an objection to that motion? Okay. And hearing none, pencil out your Thursdays, people, all right? And I will go ahead and start clearing room on the calendar there for us, okay? All right, thank you. Pass without objection. That one's done. Okay, George, I'll come back to you now. All right. First, let me hear what Carolyn's objection. Why is his motion out of order, Carolyn, before I go back to George?
Well, I think...
Point of order, can we please stick to the agenda instead of just chasing after something that somebody brought up? We have an agenda. This motion should be addressed under the coordinating committee's report, not out of sequence.
This is the coordinating committee's report. Folks,
did the coordinating committee pass this motion? Are we dealing with a motion that the coordinating committee passed?
Point of order. Anybody can introduce a motion during the report.
I'm asking a question. Point of information.
I realize everyone has an opinion as to what's going on, but if you all talk at once, we can hear nothing. So how about I chair and we just do this in orderly fashion, one person at a time. We are in the coordinating committee report. Bill. You're my timekeeper. Are we out of time on the coordinating committee report?
You have, let's see, about 2 minutes to go. 4 minutes
Very
to go,
good.
Excuse me. 4 minutes.
Very good. So it is the coordinating committee report. Bill, are there any other motions? I don't recall that there are. Are there?
No.